Last July, a Coast Guard helicopter carrying four people from Air Station Sitka crashed in Washington State. Three on board died, and a fourth crew member was injured. In Sitka, candlelight vigils were held, and memorial signs popped up in storefront windows. And hundreds of Sitkans attended the public memorial held a few days later. Coast Guard Captain Norman Custard is chief of staff for the Coast Guard District 17, which covers all of Alaska. At a reception after Saturday's award ceremony, he said the response to the crash demonstrated the love Sitka has for the Coast Guard, but the process of designating Sitka a Coast Guard city began long before the tragedy. He pointed to small, everyday things that he says make Sitka stand out.
Common courtesies and the courtesies just saying hello to each other on the street, that goes a long ways. In this city, I mean, you walk everyone down the street, everybody's got a smile on their face, they all say hello to each other, they help each other out.
Mayor Cheryl Westover put it this way.
There is no them and us attitude about Sitka's Coast Guard. Staff and families are fully integrated into Sitka life, in our schools, in our sports, our community organizations and commissions. And as neighbors and friends.
No them versus us attitude might have been meant figuratively by the mayor, but Air Station Sitka Commander Doug Cameron says sometimes it's meant literally, too. During Sitka's 4th of July celebration, there was a contest between the Coast Guard and the fire department to see who could push a metal barrel further using fire hoses. Cameron joked about a problem he had right before the contest.
There are so many Air Station Sitka people that are members of the fire department that I show up at the fire station to divide into teams, and everybody's torn because there are so many people that are members of the fire station and the air station. It's like, well, who are you representing today?
He says beyond day-to-day life in Sitka, the feeling Coast Guard personnel get from the community keeps them here or brings them back.
Everybody wants to come here. Everybody likes the unit. Everybody likes the town. They like Alaska. And so it attracts the best and brightest in the Coast Guard, and they love living here. It's just cool. I love living here. Alaska is the only place that when I'm stationed someplace else, I miss. It feels more like home than any place else to me.
The proclamation designating Sitka a Coast Guard city came from Coast Guard Commandant Admiral Robert Papp, but was presented Saturday by Congressman Don Young.
And I'm especially fond of the Coast Guard. I've dealt with you for the last 55 years since I've been in Alaska. As a captain of a boat, sometimes you made me very angry. And sometimes I thanked you. All the time I have supported you.
All kidding aside, Young said the Coast Guard does important work that's essential to life in Alaska.
Each day we have someone goes to sea, someone is lost, someone has a perilous position as far as high seas, somebody's moving into our waters, it shouldn't be, you're there. You're constantly on alert, and you're doing the job for this great state and this nation. And for that, I thank you.
Officially, Saturday's ceremony was the Coast Guard's chance to thank Sitka, but throughout the afternoon, it became clear that the appreciation was mutual. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.